Welcome to From Rock Bottom to Badass. Today I have a really cool guest that I'm so excited to meet, and his name is Eric Allen. And can you tell the people, who are you?
Hey, my name is Eric Allen. I am a podcaster, speaker, voiceover artist, and just love connecting with new people. Such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Cool. Go into what are those words that you put after your I am?
So good. I like to say I am confident and I'm a fighter. And when I say fighter, I don't mean physically. I mean fighting for my family and fighting for my business and things like that. And I think the other one would be that I'm caring. I just love to love on people wherever they're at.
Oh, yeah. I resonate with that so much. I kind of always feel like I have this inner warrior that's like, this is the goal. Get there.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yep. Absolutely. I have this vision wall in my office, that I come in and I read through it every morning and look at pictures of my family and just vision myself, making things happen. So, yep, absolutely.
Awesome. So you came onto this podcast because you identify with a rebirth story or recovery journey. What is this concept of rebirth and recovery? What does that mean?
Man, I think it's making a change. I believe in, our past doesn't define our future. So if no matter the past is, if we were abused, we were rejected. Yeah, that sucks. And you have to deal with that, but you don't have to let that decide your future. You can make a change at any moment and decide to make a bigger impact on others and sharing your story or, going out and just making someone smile for the day. So I believe, you break those chains of abuse, addiction, rejection that I had as a childhood for me. And I decided, nope, that's not going to happen in my marriage. I'm not going to allow those addictions to live in my life anymore. And so here we are 17 years later, sober and two awesome kids and just gotten away from that past. I didn't let that affect me anymore.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay. So can you go a little bit deeper into what you've been through?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, I grew up in a typical household, right? I played little league, went to Sunday school. My dad would take my best friend, Dave, and literally throw us in dumpsters behind stores and say, go find treasure. That was a typical Saturday morning, And when I was 11, my parents got divorced and my mom got together with this guy almost immediately that was very physically abusive. And he was an alcoholic and the police would come over all the time and my mom would never press charges. And then she got pregnant. And they decided to move us to small town Stevensville, Montana. It was population 1,200 people, had 5 acres, and they rented this house on this property. And the problem was that house had 3 bedrooms. It was one for them, one for my brother, who was just a few months old, and then my sister. And they said, Eric, you to live in the garage. And I literally had this plastic tarp at the end of my bed that separated my bed from the truck that pulled in. Luckily, my half of the garage had a fireplace, so I was semi-warm during the winter when it got down to negative degrees in Montana during the winter. And I was brushing my teeth one night. I was 13 years old and they came home arguing. Wasn't anything different than any other night. But in that moment, for me personally, I felt God say, man, you got to turn around. And so the way the house was set up was behind me was a kitchen to the pantry, to the garage. And I kind of peek around the corner and I see him on top of my mom, just boom, 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 one shot after the other. I'm like, man, I got to get this guy off. So I snuck up behind him and I grabbed a cast iron pan and I walked up and I swung as hard as I could. And I split the back of his head open. And he actually turned around. And as he turned around, he said, what the? And as he said that, I split his face open again with another swing. And I swung so hard that second time, I'd actually fallen over. And he was so drunk, it didn't knock him out. But I remember standing up over me and he was yelling. And my mom jumps up and lands 6 punches in a row. Blood splats on the wall behind him. Cops finally show up, take him to jail for the night. Again, no charges pressed. And I was actually kicked out of the house at that point. So I had 3 months left of my freshman year of high school. So I just bounced around from friends' houses on floors and stuff like that to finish out that year. And that led me down this path of destruction for the next 10 years of my life.
Oh my God. Ooh, that is quite the story. I can feel what it feels like to be there with you right now. That is insane to have to go through at 13.
It was pretty crazy for sure.
Also kind of empowering too at the same time, right?
Yeah. I think looking back now, I'm like, man, I'm glad that I stood up and I fought for something that at that moment. I didn't just let it happen or let it go by, after that, I went to live with my dad back in Washington We had small town Tri-Cities where I grew up, and he rented a house for us, and he would put $20 in a cup for my lunch money for the week and put Hungry Man meals in the freezer and cereal milk in the house. And then he'd go stay with his girlfriend. So I literally had like no adult supervision for my sophomore through senior year. I'd see him a couple times a month.
Which we think was awesome at the time.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, I was like, hey, yeah, we can come over here and smoke pot. We can do drugs. We can drink, right? You know, at my house, like, you know, at the time I was like, yeah, no big deal. You know, this is awesome. And, you know, I was a semi-good student, right? Like, I mean, well, I shouldn't say semi-good. I had like a 2.8 GPA, but so barely survived. But I would smoke pot in the morning. I'd smoke pot at lunch. I'd smoke pot after school. We'd drop hits of acid, mushrooms, whatever we could get our hands on. And then I'm 18 years old and I was a senior in high school and I got arrested for having a bong, which is actually legal in the state of Washington now, but at the time it wasn't. And so I had to go to jail, black and white chain gang outfit on, bright orange slippers, scariest night of my life. I was on probation for a year, so I couldn't smoke pot. But what I did was that enhanced my drinking. And so for the next year, I just started drinking like crazy. And then 2 weeks after I graduated high school, I had a note on my mirror that said, you can't comply with house rules. You have 48 hours to get out. And so between ages of 18 and 21, I moved 21 times, living on couches of second cousins, of friends of second cousins, and ended up moving to Seattle to get into the music business. I don't know how to play anything, but I was so determined to work for the music business. I was like, I'm going to get up there and, you know, do sales. And I ended up landing a job with Universal Records and basically lived off my credit card for a while until I was 21 years old. And I was $28,000 in debt and had to file bankruptcy.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
I love the story. Okay. So you talked a bit about that, you know, you spent this next however many years like in a rage, basically, right?
Yeah.
After the situations that took place when you were 13. Can you tell me about how the experiences that you've talked about so far have affected you and changed
you? Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it was interesting because I didn't really think that much of it until just a couple years ago. I was more ashamed and embarrassed of my past, just to the amount of partying that I did. I didn't do anything with my life. You know, having to tell people that I filed bankruptcy at 21 isn't exactly like a go-getter conversation, right? So I was more like ashamed about it. And I think once I realized that, you know what, that's in the past, it's over. I don't have to let that continue to change my life moving forward. I can say, nope, that's in the past. I'm a new man now. I've got new confidence. I've got a family. I've got to get sober. I've got new goals and I want to make a bigger impact and let my story hopefully impact somebody else who's maybe gone through that, that maybe hasn't opened up about it yet. And so I think that's kind of those changes that I've seen over the last year, or, you know, I've been sober for 17 years now and, you know, but it's just been a fun journey to, you know, encourage others that are going through that or have gone through that.
Side question that's not in my normal questions. How did you shame? Shame is like my thing. Okay. Well, self-worth healing is like my thing.
Yeah.
How did you as a man deal with the shame? How did you heal the shame?
So for me personally, it was me giving my life to Christ. It was 2004. I was working at Starbucks. I'd just been laid off from Universal Records. And I was working at Starbucks at night as a manager, and I was depressed. I'd get off work. I'd go to the store, grab a six pack of beer and go to my ghetto apartment and drink myself to sleep every night. And this girl walked in and said, hey, we got this cool college age event at this church event. Would you be interested in going? And me not having any friends, being depressed, and she's really good looking. Yeah, I'll definitely go. And so I go down there and it was like all these guys that I knew from high school was like, dude, I haven't seen you in 10 years. I haven't seen you in 5 years. And so it was this opportunity almost like, for me personally, that God was planting the seed. So about a month later, Easter 2004, managing a band, we play concert the night before Easter. And I wake up in my buddy's basement Easter morning, surrounded by probably 15 of my buddies. And I was probably 5 o'clock in the morning. I felt God in that moment say, man, you're going down this path that's going to lead you down a very short life and a destructible life. So you need to get out of that. And I quit cold turkey drugs, drinking cigarettes right there. And I gave my life to Christ in that basement. And I called my buddy or that girl up who had invited me to that church event. And I said, hey, thanks for inviting me to that event. Maybe I'll see you at the store sometime. And a month later, we were dating, and now we've been married for almost 17 years.
Congratulations for making it. 17 years of marriage is an amazing accomplishment.
It's fun. Yeah. I mean, we've both of us come from this, you know, crazy broken homes. And so both of our parents have multiple marriages and divorces. And we just said, hey, you know what? We're not going to do that. Yeah. And, you know, ironically enough, we were actually both born at exactly 1:41 p.m. on our birth certificates. Different days, different years, but the exact same minute.
All mates.
For sure.
Similar story and background. And we're like, I'm never getting divorced. That's not a thing that's for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sorry, that was a really long answer to your question of how I got rid of the shame. Was for me, it was like, okay, I got to start getting around guys that are living life that I want to. So guys that have solid marriages, guys that are sober, guys that are growing in their relationship with Christ. And so I started like almost interviewing people back in the day. Like when I first like did that, I'm like, okay, I got to get sober. I got to get into a new environment. I got to get uncomfortable for a little bit. And I got to go hang around these guys, because you know, the people that you hang around with, that's going to be filling out onto you. Right. So if you're walking around at 85 degrees, go hang around guys that are walking around at 125, and just being in their presence is going to lift you up. So just talk with those guys. I realized that, man, that shame, that embarrassment, I just had to let it go and just move forward and go, that's in the past. It doesn't affect me now.
Yeah. So just to like not identify with it anymore.
Right? Exactly. Like, yep.
Old guy was, and not this guy.
Yep.
What do you think helped you survive all your experiences in the moment?
I think I've always had a fighter mentality. And where I just knew that there was a bigger plan for myself. And for a long time, I didn't know what that plan was. And I think that's where I just left kind of life to let it be. And I was like this guy that just went through days and not having any goals or anything like that. But deep inside, I knew there was a bigger plan for myself. And so I wanted to keep fighting for that. And whatever that was at the moment. And I think I've got a pretty clear idea over that now over the last few years. But at the time, I think just being a fighter, I was like, you know what? This is not what my life is supposed to be. I've got bigger plans planned for me. And so I've got to just keep fighting through this until I get figure that out.
Cool. Can you talk about what you're still battling?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me, I still work a full-time job and I wake up at 4 a.m. 6 days a week so I can work on my business, which is podcasting and interviewing people and building out voiceover work and working on speaking and things like that, right? So my big struggle right now is trying to manage the time where I get up at 4 a.m. and I work on that business, and at 8 o'clock, I start my regular job. And then at 5 o'clock, it's time to shut everything down. So I think I do a pretty good job of that, but where I struggle is I still work a full-time job and it's not my passion, right? Like it pays the bills, right? But it's not what I'm passionate about. My passion is this, talking with people and connecting with people. And so the challenge for me right now is to figure out, okay, when do I pull the plug on the full-time gig and then just go full-time and say, all right, I've got enough faith that it's going to happen. I'm not quite there yet, I think. And so that's my struggle right now.
Oh my God, I so resonate with that. I go in and out. And then I'll be like, F that, I'm doing this, I'm working for myself. And then I'll get my job back.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary to have to put all the faith in yourself and this entity that you built, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I love the company that I work for. They're a great company. They allow me to do this stuff, you know, on the side and things like that. And they know that during the day I might do a, you know, podcast or here or there. So it's a good company. They pay the bills, but it's not like I'm like, yay, I get to go work for somebody else today. Like one thing that a couple of years back, I worked for an employer that had me travel and I missed two of my son's baseball games. And I always said I would never miss a baseball game. And I missed two. And I said to myself, I will never allow an employer to make me miss any event of my kids ever again. And so far, this company that I've been with for over a year now, they haven't made me do that. And so, but that's the one thing that I said, family will always come first. Yeah. And if that employer is making me do this, then I'm going to peace out and I'm going to go, I'll figure it out. But you know, that's the one thing that I still struggle with, I think.
I get it. I totally get that. So can you talk about your supports along the way? Who was your biggest support along your journey, and how did they support you that was so impactful in your success?
Yeah. You know, my wife has been the rock since we, you know, first met. You know, she's always believed in me. She's seen me struggle. She's seen me change jobs many, many times over the years, knowing that I just was never happy working for somebody else. And so she's kind of been there to say, okay, here, let's do this. Let's try this or let's try that. You know, my company Top Rated MMA, she's the one who came up with the name and she's the one that came up with the concept of it when we launched in 2012. And so she's always been there to support me in that. And I think, you know, my best friend, Dave, I met him in first grade and he's still my best friend today. So we've known each other since first grade and I'm 41 now. So, you know, 36, 37 years, we've been best friends and his family is like a brother to me. So he's always been there to support me as well. And, you know, I think probably over the last 5 years, I've been able to just connect with some really amazing people in the business realm and entrepreneurship, my coach, and other folks that are out there that, you know, I believe like if you go hang around those people, you're going to be lifted up in their presence. So I hang around with a lot of guys that are doing what I want to do. They're full-time entrepreneurs, they're great family member, you know, family men. They have great relationships with Christ, you know, guys that are just making an impact on the world. So those are my inner circle that's what really helps me get supported.
Do you have any favorite quotes, sayings, mantras, prayers, mottos, things like that, that you kind of repeat to yourself to get through tough moments?
You know, I do. I have one, Ed Mylett is an amazing dude. I came across him in 2018 and I was like, holy crap, man, this guy is speaking to me directly. Like I started watching all his shows and he says this one thing. And I think Tony Robbins says it as well, but life happens for us, not to us. Mm-hmm. And if I can look at that and go, all right, what am I learning in this aspect of this failure or, you know, something didn't go right. What am I being taught right now? You know, life is happening for us, not for us, or excuse me, life is happening for us, not to us. And another quote he says is canny and I have it on my wall and it's constant and never ending improvement. And those two things really helped me get up in the morning. I'm like, man, boom, you know, I've got to make this happen. And no matter what happens throughout the day, life is happening for me, not to me.
I love that. Yeah, I believe that too, that there's always a purpose. There's always a reason. There's always a lesson. There's always something that I can get out of even the worst circumstances of my life.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a vision wall in my office here that has a lot of quotes that every morning, part of my morning routine is getting up and really just visualizing that wall and saying these quotes out loud and saying, I am, you know, statements and things like that. And so that really helps me kind of set the tone for the day.
Beautiful. I love that. There's nothing better than getting your day off in that kind of beautiful energy. It just changes everything else that happens after, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, I'm a big believer in like, if I open my eyes, there's win number one. I jump out of bed, I make my bed. There's two wins in 15 seconds. The day is going to be awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, my personal goal moving forward throughout every day is to just make one person smile, whether that's virtually or in person. Like I want to make one person smile each day. And so that's kind of those goals that I start off the day with.
Those are amazing goals. Okay. So if you had to give one piece of advice to somebody, say there's another guy who's lived your exact life and you have to tell him one thing, like the younger version of you, right?
Yeah. I would say from Frozen, let it go, man. Let it go, dude. Like, don't let that past define you, man. Like whatever it is that you're going through again, like if you're jail, if you got beat up as a kid, like I get it. It sucks. You went through it, but you survived it. And now you've got a mission to just let it go and move on. And don't let that past define your future.
Ooh, I love that. Don't let the past define your future. Now, can you tell us where you're going from here?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What's next for you along your journey?
So I just started coaching people. So I coach people on podcasting and coach them on confidence and not letting them, you know, let their past define their future. That's a big thing that I speak on. So I do public speaking. I do a lot of voiceover work recently in the last year. And my goal this year is actually be a guest on 100 podcasts. So I'm super excited to be part of this and just honored to be on your show because your show is kick ass. But yeah, so right now I'm coaching, I'm doing voiceover work. I'm going to a couple live events this year, what I'm really excited about because I've never really invested in me personally in events for, you know, connecting events or networking events, whatever you want to call them. And they cost a lot of money, but I saved up and I made money online and I didn't take any money from my salary. And I just said, I'm going to make it whatever I do online and I'm going to pay for it. And so I'm booked for two events this year, which I'm really excited about to help me just grow in my networking. And hopefully doors will be opening up that will allow me to go full-time as an entrepreneur.
Well, I totally believe that you will get there sooner rather than later. I have all the faith in you in the world. I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
Do you have, you want to tell the people where to find you? If they want to get some coaching, if they want to be inspired, where's your website, all that stuff?
Thank you. Yeah, it's ericallenmedia.com. And for your listeners, I just wanted to throw it out there. It's a free course, ericallenmedia.com/foundations. It's just a real quick course that will kind of help visualize for business, for mental, for the psyche side of just mentality sides of building up confidence. ericallenmedia.com/foundations. It's a free course. Go check it out. And then I'm always on Instagram. So very active on Instagram. I love connecting with people, respond to every comment, respond to every DM. So it's Eric G. Allen, E-R-I-K, G. Allen. And those are probably the best two places to connect with me on.
All right. Thank you. So all of that information will be in the show notes and the description part of this podcast. So definitely you guys go check out all of Eric's stuff. I know I, for one, am super filled up. I thank you for coming and sharing your story and your light and just being a part of this. I was honored to have you as a guest today.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun. I love great hosts that ask awesome questions, and you do such a great job. So people need to be listening to your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Any final words?
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it, the opportunity to be on your show. And I would say, just for people out there, just love people where they're at. Like, if it doesn't matter what their political preferences, sexual preferences, just love people where they're at. Man, the world would be a heck of a lot better if we all just did that.
Oh my God, that's the best advice ever.
As a life coach, I know that having a healthy financial world is important to one's overall well-being. And as a business person, I know that it's important to separate my personal and my business finances in order to stay sane. So I use Lily for my small business banking. With Lily, I get to stay in control, save on taxes, and there's no account fees and no minimum balance. Lily has a mission to empower freelancers with tools and services designed to improve their work, their life, and their balance. Lily has no monthly service charge and no minimum balance requirement. They also don't charge you at the ATM. It's your money, and they think that you should get to keep it. They track how much money your business is bringing in, and you get to learn about your spending habits. So if you use Lily to deposit your earnings from online platforms and payment apps, you can actually get your money up to 2 days earlier. So you can go to www.iamraquel.com/promotions and click Learn More under Lily Banking, and you can earn $100 for being an I Am Raquel community member. So thank you so much for being here and listening to my podcast. I just want to say that I'm really grateful and honored to be guiding you along your journey from rock bottom to badass. And if you want to see more about me and my work with my company, I Am Raquel, then you could check out www.iamraquel.com. And you can see all of the stuff about my book, my blog. You can reach my I Am Raquel Academy from there. All of the stuff. And you can follow me at I Am Raquel. That's at IAMROCKL on all the socials.